Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe and we have a bit of a locked in special. I'm here with Joel and Sarah, Dad v Girls, Casey's mum and dad. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, just missing Casey.
I know we're missing George as well. He's got a spot reserved here for him. But, it's your first podcast together, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know, we literally just figured that out before we started rolling. Obviously, I've been on your podcast before, but yeah, our first podcast together. Let's see how it goes.
I might not get asked on ever again.
First and last.
Oh, well, I'm not doing any marriage counselling, I'm sorry, but I'm...
That's what you said it was.
Oh,
you got me here today.
Did you? Let me get my glasses out, my pen.
Yeah.
So how are you guys feeling at the minute? What's it like with Casey not there?
Yeah, struggling, if I'm honest. I feel like it's been so much longer than what it is.
Yeah.
Like when you watch Love Island and they say a week is like a month, like that's how it feels for some
people,
because you can't talk. I know we had obviously a FaceTime, but where she was crying, it just feels really tough. Like I just want her out.
And it's such a surreal experience. I mean, obviously you're experiencing the same thing, but it's so surreal. It's like we miss her, but we get to tune in and watch her and just see little glimpses to be like, is she okay? Is she doing well? And
it's so nice though, switching on and seeing her.
Yeah.
So proud of her.
A lot of shouting at the TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's literally it's giving me Gogglebox PTSD.
Yeah.
For those at home, George and Casey are in locked in for those who might not be watching, but I'm sure everyone is because it's raking in the viewers, isn't it?
It is.
I can't believe it. It's like 1 million episode popular. Around that, isn't it?
It's mad.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of their most popular series.
Yeah.
Thing.
Must be because of Casey and George.
Yeah, there you go.
It's ours.
Yeah. George. You know, every comment under like all of the post teasing it was all like, oh, I can't wait to see Casey and George.
I know.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel about that?
Well,
it was comforting for us to know that Casey was going in there knowing George, knowing Tennessee. For us as parents, it's like when you send your kid to a new school, it's like, well, you know Bobby and Susan or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, they know. That was comforting. And then at the same time, I felt like it was a little bit unfair for like people like shipping Casey and George because that was going to add like a bit of weirdness to it
when they were just friends.
Exactly.
We knew that. So I wasn't worried of her going in and, but it was more because obviously George has his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just the respect side of it. Like Casey's very respectful and obviously George has been.
So. Exactly.
And like, as we've seen, like there's literally no flirting. They're just friends.
I know. That's what I agree with you guys. I just didn't want it to be awkward for them. But they feel this pressure of not talking to each other. But they did really well.
I was actually going to ask you because I saw a few comments about like the first couple of episodes.
Yeah, I felt in the first couple.
And people saying like, does it seem a bit awkward between George and Casey?
Yeah.
And I was like, at first I didn't notice it. Then I thought maybe it is, but I could understand why because people have made it weird, you know what I mean, by putting all the comments.
Knowing George, I think what he did was at first, I think he was like, oh my God, avoid. But that's what I saw from the edit.
Yeah.
But then I also don't know how much the edit you can trust because when Ash came in, I don't know if you saw, but like she walked out and George was just sat down and George and Ash are really close. So I was expecting him to jump up and be like, oh my God. But I think the way they've edited it is like she came in, everyone said hi, and then she kind of like walked outside and met some more people. So I never, after that moment, I was like, oh, I don't know how much I trust this editing because are they like making
There's
it out
so
like that?
Much that is like you see little glimpses of things that got left out and you think, well, that obviously must have got left out, or whether it's for time or on purpose, I don't know.
It's like how what we say of our YouTube channel, like we're only filming a small section of our life. Don't think that's
you see, you might see half an hour of our week. You can't judge our whole lives off of like half an hour of our week.
Do
you know what I mean?
I feel you because like we're the same on TikTok and it's such a shorter form of content, isn't it? But sometimes I sit there and I think, oh, we aren't like this all the time. Well, I mean, everyone's nuts in my family, but it's not like it is on TikTok. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I completely agree. How did you guys feel when Casey got that call and was asked to go in? Like, what was your initial
buzzing
response? Were you better buzzing?
And she was like really apprehensive. Like she was actually really debating it. It wasn't like a guarantee. Like she was just like, yeah, I'm going in.
Right.
She was really thinking about it. I'm trying to think what her main.
She was really worried because she said she's watched it before. She was really worried about the roasting battle. That really.
Honestly, I know.
They were like, obviously, did you see her talent show?
I know, bless her. She was getting so in her head about it, but the girls were lovely. Like, I feel like Ash really took her under her wing, which
was
really nice to see.
She really doesn't have any talent.
Oh my God. My mom would say the same about me.
Casey's talent is her personality.
Yeah.
But how you can't bring that to a talent show. You can't just come on and be just like, there, hey guys, it's me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I say about Casey, I'm like, she could walk into a room full of people she doesn't know, whatever age, and she would just have a conversation. I think that is a real talent to have.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But it's not going to win you a talent show, is it?
It is not.
No. She did well with the ribbons and that.
Oh,
she?
So funny.
Yeah, but no, she was so nervous about going in there because of the roast battles from previous episodes.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, unusually worried about it. I was almost like, yeah, don't really deep it. Like, it's not a big deal. She's like, no, but like, what am I going to say? And it's going to be like cringe. And I was like, yeah, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But, well, obviously, they haven't done
it yet,
have
they?
Yeah. So maybe
she's
not
held her own so well so far. And it's also, I think a lot of people love watching TV or a format where they see people like coming out of their shell, like, because you know, Danny Aarons was like the opposite for me, like goes in all guns blazing and then you kind of like find out a bit more about him, but Casey's kind of grown throughout, which I thought was really nice. Were you worried about anything about her going in, like in terms of like parent wise, because we were worried about George swearing and biting his nails. That's all he's fucking done. So,
oh, that's so funny.
That's honestly,
I've not noticed the nail bite. Oh my god, there's a lot of beeps for George
tonight when we watch it.
Yeah, because every time he does a challenge, when he's nervous, he's biting his nails. And mum got asked, it was, when was that episode? The one with Angry Ginge and they were in the box.
Yeah.
And I was on FaceTime, but so was mum, but they didn't put it in.
Yeah.
And mum was like, I just wanted to tell him stop biting his nails.
Oh,
she was like, I wanted him to step out the box so I could just say, stop biting your nails, stop swearing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I think ours was, our advice was just be yourself and everyone would love you.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. Like when she was going in, I was like, because I know obviously we're her parents, so we're going to say stuff like this, but like knowing Casey and knowing what a genuine person she is, I was saying to her, like, that's what you got going for you. You literally don't have to do anything else other than be yourself. Like, if you was like my kid and you were just like a little, you know, I won't swear, then I'd be like, right, be someone else. Be anyone but yourself.
Yeah.
But I was like, literally, I was like, that takes off all the stress, all the pressure. I was like, you don't need to do anything, you don't need to act up for cameras, like, and I know she wouldn't anyway, but I was like, you can just go in there and just chill, and everyone will love you, because like everyone who meets Casey just loves her anyway. So
it's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a ball trimmer sent from space. Our friends at Manscaped have been working day and night to bring you a below the waist grooming experience like no other. It is their brand new performance package 5.0 Ultra, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0, a next generation trimmer with interchangeable shaving heads, so you can do whatever trim you want. Brazilian, landing strip, teddy bear, initials, your mother's maiden name, whatever you want to do down there. AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advance in recent decades. Every man knows how scary it can be shaving down there. Sometimes it can be a horrific experience. But that's why I trust our friends at Manscaped, because I've never had a problem down there. The fifth generation trimmer has dual LED spotlights and multiple skin tones, 3-length setting combs, and it's waterproof, which is quite a lot of features, to be honest, if you ask me. I'm very glad it has the Weed Whacker 2.0 in the package as well, because I'm getting older. And as I noticed that, I'm getting nose hair galore and also ear hair. Did you know ear hair was the thing? Because I didn't. So I'm glad I've got it. The Weed Whacker also has skin safe technology. It prevents nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. There's also a crop soother aftershave for your balls, and crop preserver, which is anti-chafe ball deodorant. So make sure you don't miss out on this deal. 20% off and free shipping using the code NOTMYBAG with 2 G's at manscaped.com. B-A-G-G. I can promise you, you've never seen a ball trimmer that looks like a spaceship. Get it today at manscaped.com. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring today's episode of Not My Back. I was surprised because, well, the last time you were on, you were saying that even when she was on holiday, you were like, I want to get a flight over, I want to do this, do that. So I'm surprised you guys have been so chill. I guess you can see her. You're like, you can see her being looked after, can't you?
I think
you?
It's like the trust of like her, we knew she'd be okay doing something like that, but being abroad and being like,
just in case, in case people didn't see that, just to put it in perspective, it wasn't just like a holiday. She was in Ayanapa and they were going through hell, and she was ringing, crying.
Oh my
men
God.
Were being grabbed. We've gone over it all.
Yeah,
in
well, it was
we
weren't hell.
Going into details,
hell.
But it was.
But I just wondered what this was like.
Can I just say?
Yes.
He was fast asleep when these calls were coming in.
Don't listen to him.
I would wake him up.
Do not.
Like crying on the other end of her, like while she's crying, she had all her friends crying. I'm like, worrying. He's like, okay, babe. I leave the room. He's fast asleep. So all this, he was worried.
I was surprised you can sleep with the amount of Monster you drink as well.
No, honestly.
This is your 1 hour a night.
I can drink a Monster and go to sleep.
That is wild to me.
No, so, yeah, I was looking up, was I not trying to get bodyguards and stuff? I was willing to fly over there.
I think, I think your answer was so that you didn't have me moaning anymore about the worry. Worrying.
As much as it was worrying, it was really annoying having her in my ear. Anyway,
no, let's 10 minutes in.
Anyway, going back to locked in, I didn't have any worries because it's a safe environment. I obviously, cool, like being her dad, I was going to be protective of, like, I really hope no one's like just mean to her, like bullies her or just like, you know, because that's the only thing that really would have upset me, but I've not seen any of that. And I think with locked in, it doesn't really seem like the kind of show where they really induce like drama. Mm. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They don't really stir.
Friendly in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not trying to turn them all on against each other and stuff like that. So I feel quite like it's quite chill. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you think you guys would do in that environment? Like that Big Brother-esque
thing. It's something that hasn't really appealed to me, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
It appeals to me, not from a side of like,
next
oh, I want to be on camera.
Next year, 38-year-old Joel is in, locked in, you know, sleeping constantly. Time.
It appeals to me in terms of the experience, like, but it doesn't appeal to me in terms of like, oh, I want to be all locked in. But I think, and the thing is, I have no idea. Yeah. I think about what would you be like? What would I be like? What would Grace? I actually picture everyone in there, but I can't really picture it. What about you? Do you, would you, you'd do it?
Not Foot Asylum. I'd do a format like it. Yeah. I'd have to work on self-censoring a little bit because there's moments in there where like, I can see people are kind of biting their tongue a little bit and being really, you know, polite and amicable about it. And I know that my fuse would have just gone and I would have said something, but I guess you only see a certain amount, don't you? And apparently over the last series, a lot of people argue and do things that aren't shown. But I think I'd do something like that potentially. I don't know.
I really want Joel to do the I'm a Celebrity.
She just wants me away for like 6 weeks or something. Do you know what I mean? And
my house would be so tidy. It would be so tidy.
It's not about me doing it. It's about me being away. Yeah. Bit of a break.
No, that's something I can see. I would see and I'd really like you to do.
I like these formats. I just think in terms of the experience. And that's what I was really excited for Casey. Not just like the exposure and stuff, but like actually the experience. Like that's, like any experience in life, like whether it's going to uni or doing certain holidays or whatever, it's like you're always going to remember it, and just I think it's incredible.
Think what was really nice is what when we had Tennessee on the other day, she was saying it's what she realized is that it's opened parts of Casey's brain she's not had to before,
right,
put her in challenges and made her think for herself that she hasn't had to do.
Because Tennessee knows Casey like they've known each other for a while, they've not been like close. And we asked Tennessee like who surprised you most in the house about like, you know, you thought they were like this and then they're like that. She's like, even though I knew Casey, she surprised me the most.
Right,
like, just seeing her growth and her journey in there has just been amazing. So.
We found the same with George, to be honest. From what you were saying, it's nice because he's never done uni or lived away from home, had those experiences because he literally left college and then we started doing this over lockdown. So it was really nice to see him in a different light. And guys, like when I tell you, he will even text me and say, what shall I wear today? Like he barely would make any decisions off his own back. It would be like, what are you having for lunch? What shall I have? Or like, what are you wearing to the pod today? What shall I wear? But it's always like that. Yeah. So for him to be in there,
that's actually really
like,
sweet.
Yeah, it was strange to see him. He obviously was completely thrown off.
You could have guided him in the wrong direction. You could have been like, wear this.
Yeah, but the thing is,
wear this.
Make Asylum. Him wear shit clothes and get really fat.
Never.
Foot Asylum are telling him what to wear every day.
Fucking hell, Foot Asylum. You could at least like, let him choose. So that was nice because I saw that and I think that George getting on with like Danny, that bromance in there.
Yeah, that bromance is amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, did you like seeing him kind of like, because him and Danny were chaos, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or still are chaos.
The one yesterday was so funny, where he couldn't touch.
I haven't watched last night.
I watched it.
No, guys, I'm like one day behind. Socials is messing me up.
Not ruin it, for sure.
Tell me.
No, so basically it was a secret challenge and they said to Danny, George can't touch you for the rest of the day.
Because they said they noticed your bromance.
Right.
They're always like touching.
So he's gone in there, obviously he's like trying to keep his distance. Then Sugar Lips gone over the announcer like, play a game of hide and seek like this. Yeah,
George, so, you're it.
So George is obviously trying to it. That is no, hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, it was really
funny. Oh, I'll have to catch up on that.
But no, Danny and George, I love that bromance. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
I think like what you said is like Danny to me has really changed my mind. Like in the beginning, I think like you said, he went in all guns blazing.
Guys, that episode, he's I thought I couldn't do it. I thought I could not. When I saw him come in that first episode, I thought I would have called my mum. Yeah. Give me a phone. Call my mum. I can't do it. But he's, I think,
so
he was just excited when he probably,
And I actually said on one of our other videos, like I sort of said, like I definitely judged him way too soon. Episode one, I was like thinking, I think what it was as well is like, I felt like he was just going to terrorize the girls. Mm. That's kind of how it felt like. It was for the boys.
Yeah.
He's going to terrorize the girls. And I thought, oh, it's going to make like Casey's life hell. And then episode two is like slightly different. By episode three, I was like, love Danny. I think he's great.
Yeah. And the girls seem to have like a weird like crush on him. Have you noticed the comments being made?
Yeah.
Will you like stay away from Casey? He's got a girlfriend though, isn't he?
All the boys have girlfriends.
Yeah, I know. Which is rogue because I know in previous years they've had like couples that have had a bit of like, there's a bit of flirting and romance and whatever. But I think they hoped that that would be George and Casey and it just was not that one bit, was it?
It wasn't at all.
Yeah.
Not even in the slightest.
No.
I bet you guys are happy about that though. I wouldn't want to see George. Kissing anyone, anything. You know what I mean?
No, and I don't think Casey would do that on the show anyway.
I wouldn't do it now. Yeah. I'd be mortified. Yeah. My family watching something like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I always think about the parents that watch Love Island. Oh my God.
And they're doing stuff under the covers and
I'm like, can you not just
know it?
Like,
makes
those
me
poor parents.
Especially because I'm sure you're the same, but all of my family has been watching Casey.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we've been the
my
same.
My mum, dad, everybody.
Imagine if you get all the family round, like nan, granddad, everyone round, and then you're just all there and then you just see something happen like what in Love Island.
Yeah.
Imagine how awkward that would be. Like,
well, even our
make
Sophie,
funny clips though, wouldn't it?
She's 11.
God. Yeah,
fine. And she's been watching it like screaming at the
TV. She snuck down at like, I don't know, 11, 12 o'clock. Found her in the living room. She stood up in front of the TV and I hear her. She's clapping. She's cheering. She's going, go on, Casey. You're going to smash it.
Casey. Bless her. Like, she's watched like, everyone.
I'm glad they're bleeping George's swear words then. Jeez.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her. I'm sorry. We had a family dinner the other day and we were saying to Dad, like, why do you think George is swearing so much in there? And Mum was like, because of him. Fucking this. And I was like, you're both as bad as each other. I was like, you're both as bad. But I know. Apparently, I think from what I can gather, I think they've had to say to George a couple of times, like, you need to just like, but it's
just making editors life hell.
Those poor beeping editors, that bleeping button, like again. But how are your watch alongs going? Because I know you've been like really heavily supporting Casey, and how's that been?
It's funny because it's almost become like a series which we didn't even plan at all.
Yeah.
What we did is we had all the family over and all of Casey's friends, like we're really close to Casey's friends, they always come over.
Yeah.
So we had everyone round to watch it on like a big screen at our house, and then we filmed it obviously for our first reaction. That was it. That's all we did.
Yeah.
And then it was all the comments like, oh my God, please do more.
Got to do what the people want.
It's like, we're watching it anyway.
Yeah.
We are commenting on it anyway. So I was like, we'll just stick a camera up. We'll do one more. People will then probably
just
be fed up
camera.
With it.
I've had a camera and mic. Is it two cameras in my kitchen for the last 2 weeks?
You got a bit of kit. It looks like a studio in there at the moment.
It looks like the locked in house.
Yeah, so then we had Casey's best friend Ava on the first one. Then we had Grace, Casey's sister. Then it was just me and you. Then we've had Tennessee on.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we're getting some more special guests on. So yeah. And
it's me.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I don't know if this is going out before or
wait,
after.
Wait, this
or
is
what?
Going out tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Really?
So yeah. So
yeah, quick turnaround, isn't it?
That's amazing. So and then our episode with you reacting will go out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in, guys.
Honestly, guys, tune in. I'm going to the house. I'm going to sit there, have a cup of tea.
No, it's going to be good. It's weird how it has actually turned into like a little series, but yeah.
Yeah, that's great though. And it's nice for obviously Casey to see that support when she comes out as well.
Although every time we watch it, Joel's like, this is the pause button.
I'm like,
and it gives me the ick. I'm like, what are you? Every time we talk, he's like,
not the ick.
Got something to say.
I'm like, what's the
you
finger?
Do it? Did you pause as you go?
Yeah. So we comment, like we talk like, over it.
Huh? You're like, are you thinking you bitch?
Yeah. No, I was thinking that before we even started.
So not the marriage counseling, guys. Come on.
So yeah, like we'll talk over it. But if there's something we really want to like dig into, like something happens, it's a bit juicy. We'll be like, right.
Right.
Okay. The finger comes out.
Because I wondered, because when we did Gogglebox, it was like we'd either talk while it was on, but there'd be constant pausing. And sometimes I'd be like, my God, I just want to finish this show to know what's going on.
But how much would you watch a whole show? Would they give you clips to watch?
So the way I'd explain it is, so say like you're watching EastEnders and you know you've got the separate storylines. So we'd watch like a 15-minute cut down, but it would just be that one story.
Right.
So it would just be like Pat Slater in one ep that you would watch.
Yeah.
So rather than like the whole show, or like they'd clip it down basically, but you'd still like, if someone spoke, you'd pause it. But if you just want to watch it and mum's talking, I'm like, oh my God, shut up, because I just want to finish the thing. Do you know what I mean? It was very
How long
like,
would you film for?
Like,
would you have like set like days?
Yeah, one day, but between 6 and 8 hours. So,
oh, you get loads done in one.
You guys got it all right with this watch.
We thought, well, it's taking us about an hour and a half, 2 hours if I'm really waffling in between.
It's really awesome.
But, and I'm like, that's long.
Do you edit them yourself as well?
No, we've got, because obviously we've got like editors for our own, like our normal content. So although I did edit the Tennessee episode just because of like the fast turnaround, we were working on other stuff. Yeah. So
how has it been with content while Casey's been away and family content? Did you bank anything, or like how's that dynamic been as well?
Well, like obviously Casey's one of the seven characters in our episode. So she's what?
Fun.
So
we've been on holiday.
Yeah.
We actually haven't seen her for a week, 10 days or longer, because we went to Dubai. But because she knew she was going in, she couldn't come.
Oh no.
So we actually haven't seen her for ages. Yeah. So yeah, to be fair, it's going to be like 3 long weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we filmed like vlogs in Dubai, which we haven't even released because the locked in content now, all of a sudden we didn't know we were doing.
Yeah.
It's just like,
okay, that's good though.
Yeah. So yeah.
How was Dubai?
Was it fun?
Yeah, nice.
I've never been.
Oh, have you not?
No, never. George has just got back and said he absolutely loved it. Just got back. Obviously, he's in locked in, but he went before.
We haven't seen the fun side that you'll probably see. We see the kids side.
Right, fine. That's still really nice.
But the kids is lovely. Cool. You know, it's
No, I did do a stag do there with my brother, so it was.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a bit of the fun side.
No, yeah, it's cool.
That's for a podcast that I'm not invited on.
Dubai is great. Dubai is really cool. Like, we've been a few times now.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And with the watchdogs you've been doing with Tennessee, I wanted to ask you, because this is such a funny question to ask, but do you think that Casey would ever do a Misfits boxing match ever in her life?
Oh, that's a good question. I've not actually thought about it. I couldn't picture her doing it.
I just wanted to say, can I throw that back onto you? Is George planning one? He's planning one, isn't he? I saw it on yesterday's episode.
I think.
With
Max Kadar.
Yeah.
Yes. So
they both mentioned that they would hit each other in the face. And then as they're leaving, they were pretending to have a little bit of, I'm saying pretending, but it might not have been.
Yeah.
A little bit of beef. You fell asleep at this point. Oh, they had a little bit of beef. And then I'm sure he, what's his name?
Max Kadar.
Max turned
around.
Max, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say Max. I feel like he then said about the boxing match. So
I think George would do it 100%. Yeah. I think that George,
that would be cool.
Prior to this, so George has always wanted to do, like, he loves sports and like football, boxing. Like, he's really into all the stereotypical like laddie stuff, cars and all that. And he was like, one of his goals would be to like train up and do a boxing match.
Oh,
whether it would be of Max, I don't know. But judging,
judging
by the looks of the tension in the room, because
I put my money on George.
He's like short and stocky though.
Well,
when he like gets,
well, when you very, watch it, yeah. He, yeah. This Max really infuriated everybody.
Yeah. I saw a clip and I know that Max's vibe was to go in and just like irritate everyone.
Yeah.
But I think if I was in there and I hadn't seen my friends or family and it was these long days and then someone came in and started to say things to irritate me and it wasn't going down well, I'd get a bit wound up. But
where you see like they've become a family.
Yeah.
They all were really annoyed because he had to say who'd been evicted.
Right.
And he went and sat down. And he literally just laughed at star player, just laughing in his face. And they're all looking, he's like, and Sugar Lips has said, you've got to say the eviction. And he's just laughing at him. So they're all like, is it star player? It was so horrible. Like, and the rest were just, that's when George was like, basically kicked him out, was just like,
I need to watch it.
And Danny and him were like, walked him out. Like,
I'm scared to watch.
I was like, it was not.
Yeah.
You know, he's brave though.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to give it to him to go in a house and be like that against a family, really. They've become...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in his head he thought, I don't care, I'm going to go in, cause as much chaos and leave. But even that Angry Ginge guy...
Angry Ginge is a menace. Joyce, he's a menace.
Yeah. I was watching that. I mean, also, like, you know, I've been watching it and gasping a couple of times at, like, some of the comments. And when Joyce was like, get your 5 minutes, I was sat there like...
Yeah. Oh,
like,
my
when
God.
You're watching it from the outside, you think... Imagine being in that room, in that moment.
In everyone that in the square turned their back.
Yeah.
And we're just like, and Casey's like, because she thought Angry Ginge was from production at first.
Joyce did, yeah.
Oh, so she said something like, wasn't she talking about his hair?
And then she's like what, are we going to be insulted by Ginger Fringe and like this and that? And then Casey's going, do you not know who that is? That's Angry Ginge. Like, you know, like, da, da, da. But I think he's hilarious. Like, he's, did you see the bit where... I said at the end of the FaceTime, I was like, oh, because Casey passed the phone back to Angry Ginge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I went, oh, Angry Ginge. I was like, I watched one of your videos and I heard you say that Casey's Lengers.
Oh, yeah.
In front of Casey. And then he reacted to it and he's going, what's he done? He set me up. He's thrown me in the deep end with no armbands. And then Young really Billy funny. Done a reaction with Angry Ginge. It was like, the dad was your wingman. He literally set you up, lined you up. You could have said anything off the back of that. Like, yeah, I think you are. Like, you know, and then you could have chatted to her, but he was like, no, he's done me in. Like,
oh, that's funny.
So funny.
Yeah, no, he was good though. He was a good bit of entertainment, that guy. I didn't know who he was, but George knew, because the whole YouTube space is quite new to me in terms of like all these Sidemen people. Guys, if the Sidemen walked past me in the street, I would not...
I'd have no
idea. You must know one of them because they record here in the studio.
I know that would be a bit awkward. One or two.
Why? How many are there?
There's a lot, I think.
Seven.
But yeah, it's just... not, so when these people are coming in, I'm like... I mean, they're fucking entertaining, aren't they? And so funny. But proper wind-ups as well, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
What do you think of the cast in general? I know you said that they're obviously like a family. Is there anyone that you particularly have got to know that you didn't know before? Anyone you're liking to watch?
Like you, I don't watch any, I'm not very good with any, even though I'm in social media stuff.
Yeah. I'm the same.
Don't. So I actually didn't know, other than George and Tennessee, I didn't know anyone.
Right, okay.
I didn't know.
I really like... Ash seems to be really lovely and really looking after Casey.
She kind of took her under her wing, didn't she?
Yeah, she's like a big sister.
She came out of the box to let us have the phone call.
That almost made me cry when I was watching. That was so lovely.
On FaceTime, you don't realise, like Casey said, oh,
she's the reason.
You don't, in the time, hear what's going on. So it wasn't until I watched it back.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I wish I could go back and say thank you better. Like,
I'm sure we'll get to see it at some point, but
And Danny and...
I think,
and the bromance.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like pretty much everyone. Like, Foo is star player. Like, just seemed like such genuine guys.
I think getting to know like Foo, you know, watching him as well. I think like he was really lovely, and there's some really nice people. And I knew Ash before, and she just, you know, when someone just is your humor and like everything she says in that I just cry at. She's so funny,
hilarious.
So good. There was a really good cast.
And seeing Foo crying in the storeroom when he. got out for that money that wasn't real.
And he's
thinking, I could have got like a message from the fact. And like that, honestly, we were fighting back the tears. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
For him. Yeah. Because Tennessee said to us, what you're not seeing is actually that Casey, Tennessee, star player, and Foo Izzy have really ganged.
They're like a four.
Oh,
they called themselves M4.
Manipulator 4, yeah.
So when there's like little jokes of like, you're the manipulator. That's because they've got this thing going on. They play a game in the evening, the four of them, and it's then...
There's loads you don't see, but sometimes you get a glimpse of them four sat together. Now we know that because Tennessee's told us.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, they're actually formed like a little...
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, Foo Izzy's the oldest, Casey's the youngest.
I know,
And they're like, they've all got on so well.
They must have so much footage and so much stuff that just isn't shown that they could do like... You know, like Love Island, like the bits after and stuff like that. Because I also think when you watch it and you think half the ep is really like a challenge. So you've only got another 30 minutes and they've got no phones, no nothing. They're in the house all day, camera and mic'd up. And you think to yourself, geez, like that is a long time.
Well, Tennessee was saying at night is where the best stuff happens. They have so much fun. They're terrorizing each other. They're throwing their beds, their mattresses.
They put tuna in people's drinks, sweet corn.
At my big age, I don't
know. Tennessee said she they covered star player's bed in cans of sweet corn.
Obviously, he's got a phobia.
Just like stupid things.
Someone put I think someone put Fuizzi's bed outside in the rain.
Yes.
And he was fuming.
Oh yeah, you would be fuming though.
And he was pissed. I mean, you would be in the rain.
To be fair, I would be like, because I said, well, who at night gets like aggy with that kind of behavior? Yeah. And they said like mostly Joyce. And I was like, I would be like that. Yeah. I would be fuming. If you're interrupting my sleep.
Joyce and Fu are kind of like the oldest who have been around a while as well. So like, I mean, even George comes into my room at home when I'm staying at home and will like jump on me. And he's what, 21?
Yeah. It's immature banter, which and I'm immature. Like, yeah. I like immature
I do that sometimes.
He loves that kind of banter.
I think it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, but then like when it happens to you, like when you're doing it, it's funny. Mm. When it's happening to you, you're like, this ain't funny. Yeah.
Someone wakes me up for a joke. Oh, I'm just livid. For like 2 hours after, I'm just...
You know when you go to sleepover when you're younger and you are scared to be the first one to go to sleep because you might get terrorized. Like,
yeah.
That's every night for 2 weeks, that's what...
What would do me in. 100%.
Yeah. I'm seeing, I don't know if you noticed it with Casey, but actually probably not because she looks great in the storeroom things and also girls like wear makeup, but Georgia just looks progressively more tired each day.
Oh.
I noticed one of the episodes, I thought, Jesus, he had a bad sleep last night. And I love it when you can see, they show him like waking up and he's like pulling out his retainer and he's like, actually, I don't think he's allowed earplugs in there. Are they allowed?
No, I think they are. I think Tennessee said someone had earplugs.
Oh, fine. George can only sleep with earplugs. Our mum has done that to us. I can't sleep without earplugs now.
Really?
Like even if my room is so quiet, I just don't like not having.
There's some people the opposite that, like my brother has to have a fan on the whole time.
Yeah,
I'd sleep regardless. But also I was going to say, you see a bit where Joyce and George are having a fake argument.
Is that over the challenge?
It's a secret challenge.
With the hair.
Yeah.
The
so then you see Joyce saying to George, like, how are you going to call Casey immature? You call Casey immature and then you're behaving like this. And obviously when you're watching, you're like, has she just outed him for saying it behind, like saying to Joyce, like, Casey's so immature, or is he saying it to her face?
My mum and dad rang me like, what was that comment?
Nan and granddad would be around there.
Tennessee came around. This is the way it was. It's like, you know,
basically
like they've done immature.
They were winding everyone up at night. Okay. And George was saying, Casey, you're so immature.
But then Casey the next day, well, you're immature.
Right.
Like, okay. You know, like,
just like they, brother and sister.
I said on the first reaction we did, George and Casey are either going to get on really, really well, or they're going to be like siblings and kind of bicker and stuff. And I think it's kind of been
they've always been mates anyway, regardless of all the rumours and stuff. So I feel like once that initial just panic of going in there and thinking how are we both going to be perceived in this, I think they've gone really well. Yeah. So,
no.
Which is nice to see.
Yeah.
Which is definitely
very nice.
Wouldn't want any arguments, but if I was in there, I'd love a bit of drama. But that's the difference in me doing them. That's why I think Foot's Island be like, not him.
Got to cut it out. Everything out. You never see you in the house.
I cannot see you as having drama. Like, you seem like
it's not what my thing is. So some people, like if someone disrespects someone or says something, I'm normally the one to be like, no, I actually don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people around me in my life are very like calm and they would be like, oh, they'd rather something happen and then just let it go for the
and
sake
avoid
of not
it.
Having anything to be like, oh, peaceful life, a happy life type thing. Whereas I'm like, no, because they'll just keep doing
Let's address it.
But some people aren't that direct. And it has, you know, if I've said something before and someone said, oh, I heard you said that, I'm like, I did.
Let's talk about it.
Whereas some people like, no.
I think that's the interesting thing about Locked In is like, they really do not engineer it for that. They do the opposite. They try to, which is great. For the contestants, it's great because they are like, obviously there's so much like controversy over like people's mental health going on the shows, like stirring the pot, causing people arguing and supplying them with alcohol so they know it's going to fuel it. And Locked In doesn't do any of that, which is great for the contestants, but... maybe for us, like, it would be a little bit more interesting. It was a bit of like,
do you know, whole career in there, do you know what I mean?
Put them in their air up bottles.
don't give me any ideas. I've got some clips that I wanted to go through. We're just about to watch the clip where George and Joyce argue, but where they did this and didn't say it was a challenge, I naturally thought it was a challenge. I don't know about you guys.
He played it so well.
But my mum was like, George would only walk off from something if it was real and whatever. So then I'm starting to panic because I'm like, I don't want you getting any form of like cancellation here, whatever. Like I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And then when the episode started, it was like, as a challenge, I thought, thank fuck. But that 24 hours was really intense.
Cause we saw the coming up and we would say, I feel like it's a challenge, but I didn't know that George was in on it. I thought Madame Joyce has been told to do that. But I don't, and I felt so bad for George thinking that he didn't know. But then obviously,
he looked really sad.
He did look really sad. So, well, let's.
So no wonder your mum got it.
Mum! Is that my wig?
I don't know. I just
wait. Did this guy just pull out my wig from my
Nah, wait.
No, the fact that everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because they don't know how to take it. Like, everyone's.
Casey's like.
Yeah, she's like, no. Yeah, no.
What? You just. I'm going to. Heat up.
She really
went for
it.
She went for it.
From my bag.
Oh, look at them all.
I felt like 10 was looking like I felt she was onto it.
You had it on the floor. Are you f***ing stupid?
Shut up.
And you're saying Casey's immature, but you've gone to put
out. What's he doing?
Like,
what's he saying?
Even if you saw on the floor, did it make any sense? Does that make any sense?
I loved Casey's.
Yeah.
She was like trying not to laugh.
Are you dumb?
It's just a charade.
You've
actually been pissing me off.
I actually felt the acting was just spot on.
And then he's going to Casey and being like, oh my God, you're so immature. But you've seen my and you've put it on your head.
She really said, she really said, I'm going for the Oscar winner.
But I also felt like George's performance was so good.
But I'm like, now is he thinking, no, she's been real. Like,
yeah, I thought
I actually would have been a bit like, oh, we're joking, but you're really going for this.
Well, like, I heard some, like, not me dishing out all the goss, but I heard through the grapevine that apparently during the lunch that day when the cameras are off, because they already knew about the challenge, it was going to happen. George was already like sowing seeds that like it was going to, like they were going to argue as part of the challenge, try and throw everyone off.
Yeah.
So like at lunch, they had a can of Pepsi and Joyce took it and he was like, oh, like, see, you're not going to ask anyone else. You're just going to fucking take it. And everyone in the room was like,
oh,
do you know what I mean? I feel like that's why a lot of people were sat there like, oh shit, because when she was like, you've been annoying me all day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like great TV, but I was terrified when I saw it with no context.
Though I knew it was a challenge at that point, I still felt sorry for George.
I did.
Yeah, I felt really sorry for him.
I know. Can you imagine my mum watching?
Yeah.
She's in bits, bless her. Oh. I've got another one.
Because he's obviously not a confrontational person. No. He doesn't seem it
George
at all.
George is not one bit.
No.
And my mum's always said that with me and George, if we've ever argued, which we barely argue, it's when something's really built up because there's just no confrontation between us.
Oh.
But he knows how to push my buttons, that's why. We couldn't have been in there with a double act.
Is it just the two of you?
We've got an older brother as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But me and George are like, because we grew up so closely, we know how to push each other's buttons. If I was in there and something like that was happening, he knows that I would have I would have had to go outside, get some air, all that type of thing. So I've got another one. This is... what one's this one? Oh, is this Casey being taken down by the dog? Yeah, it is.
Oh, I hated watching this.
How did you feel about that? Because I mean, it stressed me out. I mean, it was lovely that everyone was so supportive.
Yeah, what did you feel? I think I probably felt different to you.
So I know from like a baby,
she's
always been petrified of dogs.
Oh, really?
She's actually, once when we went to view a house and she was only like 3 or 4, a dog was playing with her and she ran and the dog chased her and pinned her down.
No.
And it then gave her fear for
that's forever. So interesting.
So I know.
I remember if we went for a walk in the woods or went to the park, I'd literally be she would jump into my arms. And I'm talking like even when she was like 17. Like, no, but it took
it's only last year.
It took years for her to be around
so
dogs.
So when I saw that and I could see she was really upset.
Yeah, bless her.
I knew that'd be really tough mentally for her. Mm. So the fact she even did that.
Yeah. Like, I think that's why it was so lovely to see everyone so supportive of her.
Yeah,
I didn't know that because that's interesting. That's like also, me with birds.
Birds, okay, yeah.
Someone locked me in a bird cage. That's my most irrational fear.
Just a giant bird cage with like with any birds. Particular birds it's or just any bird. Yeah.
Any, even
pigeons, I get that. They're kind of scary, but yeah. The way I felt about that was I kind of looked at it like I love it when any of my kids kind of overcome their fear and conquer something. I mean, you are as well. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying you're not.
No, you are more. But it's fine.
In that moment, I'm watching it like different to her.
Right, I'm watching it like, come on, do this.
Yeah, you've got this. Like, overcome this. Like, don't let this thing beat you. And then
I'm like, give it up, forget the points.
I'm like,
you don't need it.
And then seeing everyone rally around her and that. Because also Tennessee said, what we didn't see is this went on for quite a while. And she really got to a point, she's like, I just can't do it. So she really got to the brink of walking away.
To something when you're scared of something. I get that as well. And I always find like the first 10 seconds of doing something you hate is probably one of the worst experiences ever. Yeah. And I get it, sometimes get it if I'm speaking in front of a really big crowd, that first 10 seconds, you're like, fuck. And you're fine. And I think that that run up to it, if it was taking a while to do the filming, must have been horrible for her. But she did such a good job.
Also, so like, I won't go too much detail, but someone did get a little bit hurt by the dog. It wasn't like nothing major and they didn't show it. So she had that beforehand going like, nope. It wasn't anything crazy. Yeah. But
last year they didn't have the face guards.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because star player got like attacked in the face by the dog. And I thought, what would have happened last year?
Yeah, that...
The dog must be trained to just go for the guard and the padding though, right?
You'd like to think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me and George got chased by an Alsatian when we were younger as well. So I'm surprised that he wasn't like more. Oh, we're used to it. We're used to where we grew up.
And Tennessee said what you had to do is like kind of like what's the right word? Like rile the dog up by a bit like rah. Like,
oh, really?
You had to do that?
Yeah.
No,
Casey's probably like,
I couldn't have done that. That's terrible. Yeah. The next clip we've got is,
ask him who does he think has bigger boobies, him or Casey?
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Who has bigger boobies, you or Casey?
Oh, he seems mortified.
Yeah.
Look at Joyce.
Hello.
I'll put my hands up. If Phil was...
I've knocked it.
What cup size are you?
She's been chaos this season, hasn't she, Joyce?
I really feel for him. I feel like...
I'll be honest, I didn't like that.
No. Did you not?
No. We didn't actually react to that episode. We didn't react to every episode, so we didn't react to that one. But I felt bad for him because I felt like that's... You're going to feel self-conscious. You're sort of saying like you're overweight or something.
I think that comment in general is rough because it's like you're putting yourself in a really difficult position to answer a question about someone in the house that's a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
And a girl.
And it's about your appearance.
You're kind of being body shamed at the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't really... Yeah, I was actually surprised that went in. Yeah. Because I felt like he didn't know how to take it. Mm. He wasn't like laughing. He was just sort of like made a comment, like made light of it. But I was kind of like, felt a bit deep.
We found it really hard to watch. We're like, oh gosh. Mm. And then it goes in, the next clip is they go in and tell Casey.
No, this is on the next day because we were reacting to the next day.
Oh, okay. And then Casey comments, oh, I think you do. She answered it and said, who is it? I think you do.
No, but the best thing is we paused it just as they brought up the conversation because we hadn't reacted to the one before. And I went, I felt like it probably wasn't that appropriate to comment about someone's appearance. Then I hit play. And then Casey goes, yeah, probably you to be fair. But I think...
We're like, no!
I guess also...
She was saying it more about herself than him.
Yeah, sure. And I guess contextually, you don't know... in the whole day he does crack jokes or whatever you don't know but we can only go off that
that's
one
what
that's what Sarah said
what
it could have been banner
he might make that those jokes
be, yeah
yeah so it's a hard yeah. one to get but I completely get you
I didn't want to judge it too much because I did think it wasn't very fair but
I just felt deep for food that was it but anything that happens to food I'm like
we've got a soft spot for him now.
Yeah,
he seems really sweet.
I've heard so many amazing things about star player and I feel bad for him from the comments that were made throughout the series because I feel like he's obviously just a very chilled out person. That's his persona, and because he's not like go like Danny, people are like, oh, you know, all he does is sit there with his bum crack out, and
it looks like
he really gets involved and everyone loves him. He just must not get shown that.
I he seems like a real genuine person, and I think he seems really nice. I just think he's probably not like the biggest character in there. So when it comes to editing, maybe he's just not doing the things that they think is entertaining. But he's clearly loved in the house; like everyone loves him. And the other thing I was going to say, yeah, like you didn't see last night's episode, but they all went round and had to read like a quote off the screen.
Right.
And you had to like get like who, so let's say it's Casey. It's like Casey reads the quote and it's like someone in house said it. Guess who said it?
Oh, okay.
It did everyone, some people more than once, I think. And Star never did it. And Casey went, is like Star not getting one?
Mm.
And then the game was over and I was like, ah, like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It probably was just an oversight by production, but it was like,
I know. He just, seems like I felt a really bad for him. Nice
he
guy.
Does, he does.
I felt bad for Watson. And the reason I felt bad for Watson is because when he came in, he was like, Joyce is my girl. Like, I know her, whatever. And the fact that he felt so awful for getting her out. And then she just came in and chucked her out.
Oh, savage.
That as TV, I was watching at home and I was like,
I didn't connect those dots. But yeah.
It was like the worst character arc of anything you've ever seen. I was sat there at home and I thought, poor bloke.
Oh.
Poor bloke.
And that maintained with the E on the end, it's like it's going to haunt him for the rest of his days.
He seems quite clued up and clever.
As well. Like, because he done it, like, and obviously you got to the end, you're like, yeah, he done it, and then he's like, E. And you're like, whoa,
what? That then, spelling thing with George, I was like, George, bless him. George doesn't know the there and there, like, you know, the differences.
Yeah,
we go for it a lot over text, and he still hasn't grasped it. We're trying,
so get mature.
Spelling bee, I thought, yeah, get mature, and I was like, oh no, I was watching, I was thinking, everyone, he was, I was worried for him during that, but he held his own, he did all right.
We were like that with Casey in the geography one, because she's like me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was getting her to play along on the drop the pin
thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it would...
I was playing along at home too.
You should watch the clip of her playing along. You've never seen anything so wild as what she I was like, where's Ethiopia? And she's like, well, that's the Italy boot, talking about Thailand, like Southeast Asia. You know? she went, so Ethiopia's next door. And I'm like, that's so crazy that one, you think that's Italy, and two, you think Ethiopia is next to Italy. Like, that is so wild.
Like an atlas in the kitchen or something.
Yeah. We're going to play Drop the Pin.
They can just keep taking me around the world to just visit them and I'll just... Yeah.
She still wouldn't know.
No,
can you pick Dubai out on a map? You know where Dubai is? You've been there? No, exactly. No,
I wouldn't know either. And I used to actually work in global recruitment, which is even worse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'm terrible.
Yeah, so...
I can't believe Casey got Canada, though. Although...
Yeah. She did get Canada, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And then she got the next one wrong.
She got Germany wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
but she got Canada wrong. Right.
Yeah, terrible. Which we were shocked at. So,
yeah.
Well done to her.
I've got one more clip on here as well. This is tensions rising. I think this is when Shannon was still in.
Oh, this was hilarious.
Oh, I remember this. This is really funny with Casey.
Why are you laughing?
This is so honestly, funny.
I can't do it on this.
She was lying though, wasn't she? She was like,
They were both on a secret challenge.
She was good. She was acting well.
I couldn't tell if she was genuinely upset because she was going to lose the challenge.
Yeah, and then she's like, right, I'm fine.
She was actually shaking.
My thing with that whole challenge thing is, if I thought people were on a secret challenge in there, I would shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Because I know that what you're going to win would benefit me, right?
Especially when they've learned the first time before them.
So when I saw George during that challenge and Watson was like, I think he's on a secret challenge, I was like, shut up. Because none of them realised, Ash didn't realise, and you could have got gym equipment or whatever. And poor George loves the gym. So I was like, that would really help him out in there if he was able to work out. When I'm watching it, I'm like screaming at the TV. Like, even if you
We were really impressed with Casey on that one because she had gone and said to George, I can't remember who else was out there, I think she's on a secret challenge, she's got to tidy it. So she kind of got them on board. We were like, that's clever.
Obviously, she didn't actually think she was on a secret challenge, but she used that as a way to get other people to help mess up the thing.
That was kind of like one of Casey's first challenge. Yeah. It was like a lot honing in on her in the episode, which I think was really
because she didn't have like a huge amount of airtime.
It was when she threw her coat and it didn't really do very much. And we were like, ooh, good one.
I think that you could tell that she really didn't want to do it either because she saw how hard Shannon was trying.
And when she first kicked her shoes off and they kind of just went there. Like,
you were like, no, mess up more. Just don't do it.
And then who was it who put all the duvet to get... Once she got them on board, George and Fu Izzy then started like pulling the duvets up.
And then they felt bad, and then they started tidying up.
It was hilarious.
Is she really tidy at home?
Her room, yeah.
Yeah,
her room is, yeah.
Yeah, I would say she is actually.
To be fair, she's one of the more tidy ones in the house.
Okay, fine.
I struggle with Joe and Grace.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Being a nightmare. Although I'm much better than I used to be, right? Like, you have trained me up a bit.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Because I bet she was struggling with that room getting really messy, because I've heard through the grapevine that there was one night where they, like, smashed eggs and stuff and the whole room stank, and I thought I wouldn't be able to sleep.
But at the same time, I feel like Casey might have probably been involved in that.
In the egg smashing.
She would do it, but then she would just want to tidy it afterwards. Yeah. Like, yeah, because, like, she's had parties at our house, and honestly, like, it's like the alcohol on the floor.
The stickiness?
But like puddles of alcohol. Once she had to clean our kitchen floor, like, Sarah was fuming. She's like, you're going to clean this up. Casey had to clean the kitchen floor like
five times.
And it's like, it's not a small space. Five times in one day, she was in tears by the end of the day. She's like, it's just not getting clean.
Cinderella moment.
Yeah.
It's just not getting clean.
That's awful.
By the end, I think we were all chipping in. Like, we were like cleaning and drying it.
But
yeah.
She is very good. She has her friends over and they have drinks and parties. Like,
now,
they're so good.
Yeah, she's terrified now. Like, after the reaction you gave her, she'd never do
that. My mum and dad never let me do that. So then when I moved out, I kind of like rebelled and thought, I'm going to have some party stuff. And then the moment after the first one, I thought, now I know why. And I'm doing that again. Yeah. Do you know what
I mean? This is what I say. If you have it in your house, you have to host. You have to take responsibility and make sure it's clean.
I never enjoy myself if that
That's what Casey
me.
Says a little bit.
I when I had my birthday parties the last couple of years, and it's happening, I'm like, well, I'm not fully letting loose, because we started vlogging for our family channel, and
you got a family channel?
So pending. I'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. we should collab.
So essentially what happened was, it was on my rooftop and it shuts at 11. So this, like, the building management came up and were like, right, like, you got to wrap it up. And I thought I'd put tablecloths out, because then everyone can just sweep it up, put it in a bin. And our vlogging camera was on the table. So the next day, I'm hunting high and low in my flat, like, where is it? And I don't know why, in my head, I was so hungover and I thought, I'm going to check the bin. And I sifted through this bin bag and it was right at the bottom, and I pulled it out and it was like, all AU vodka was pouring out of it. And I thought, everything's gone. But
so that's why it's pending. New camera.
We were vlogging and we were loving it, and then we've stopped. However, there's like a secret project coming, which would be really, really fun in the next couple of months. Probably tell you guys off camera.
Yeah, tell us off camera. Really,
really exciting. And then we'll have to have you over. It'll be fun.
Did you post any of the videos, or you were just
We started vlogging. I found with the vlogging that where we did started on TikTok and we're doing short form, and the move over to long form, doing it ourselves, it was so alien to us. We found it so weird, because we're so used to, like, even day in the life on TikTok, I'll film it in the app, quickly post. It's so far away.
Yeah.
And to actually do, like, remembering to pull out the camera, whatever. So we've changed the setup now so that everyone gets a bit more airtime, everyone's seen, even my dad and things like that, because it was it's hard to adjust to doing that. Kind of, oh, hi guys, like, let me talk you through my day. Yeah. We weren't used to it.
Yeah.
It is tricky, to be honest.
Yes,
like,
it's a lot,
not,
isn't it?
Yeah.
How would that work with, like, you all live in separate places? Your mum's not in London, is she?
So mum, dad and George live at home.
Yeah.
I come back.
Essex, right?
Yeah. And I come back to annoy him like 2-3 nights a week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm to get the content.
Okay. So you could,
I'm literally, my mum hates me for it, right? Last week we had a shoot from like 8 till 6 out with my mum, which is really nice actually working with my mum.
That's cute.
And the next day she's so wiped out from it. Like, my mum's like 54. She's like done her thing of like stay at home mum. So it's nice that she's got another chance, but she's so like, oh, fuck's sake, like, I might be retiring soon. And then I called her like, hi, oh, I'm on my way back, it's at 11 a.m, like, see you soon, like, I've got these videos planned, things gonna be really fun. And she's the other on the phone like,
like,
I wanted to paint my nails and watch Loose Women and chill today. But she does enjoy it as the vibe of it, so
that's cool.
But then I do a few videos, then she can retire.
Exactly,
there you go.
Let's just, you know, start the format, get it working, and then she can chill.
She can go to that nice boot, Thailand.
the Thailand boot.
She loves Italy, yeah. She loves Italy. I wanted to play a game with you guys. I thought it'd be funny to do like a Family Fortunes vibe, but I'm a bit outnumbered anyway, because two against one. But I thought I'll represent the Bags family.
Yeah.
And we'll do like a little game. I don't have a buzzer, so we're just going to have to go, which is fun. But Rosie's going to read us out some questions. My beautiful assistant's coming in to read them
out. I can't remember how Family Fortunes...
Is
that statistics?
And then, so they've got like this question and we've got to think of the first answer comes to our head, basically.
Okay.
So it's a little quick. Yeah, a little quick.
Wait, just buzz. Shout it out, or are we buzzing, so yeah, or shouting?
Do it. Are we shouting out or doing it? What we
do you want to buzz or shout?
We'll buzz and then you say who's got the buzz.
Go like that, and then I'll you go, pick Joe. The person. Yeah, cool. Okay. Oh, I'm nervous because I'm not too smart.
We should make a noise up. Make yeah, make a noise. Quack. Quam, you put my microphone on. Okay, cool. I'm just making sure.
Ooh, nervy.
Right, okay. First.
All of a sudden got so serious.
I know, isn't
I know.
It?
Competitive.
I feel like I'm on a game show
just
with this
don't ask
guy.
Me.
Are we on the same team? We're on the same team. Yeah, don't let me down.
No,
just
geography.
Don't ask
just keep your mouth shut.
Poker faces on.
Sarah, keep your mouth shut and I'll
right,
do
right, first question. What is an animal that can't jump? Like jumping? Was it non-jump? Go.
Oh, is a fish an animal?
No, I don't. Oh. Like a land
I mean,
animal.
They jump out.
Oh, like a land animal that doesn't jump.
Snake. Can they jump?
They can.
They
sure.
can jump, I think.
They can jump.
Yeah, they
think,
can.
Actually, I saw a cobra jump on TikTok.
Yeah.
Can't
one
jump.
More?
Can't jump.
A hippo.
Yeah, I'll take a hippo.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Wow. Perfect.
You can join in now.
You've earned your spot.
Yeah, well done.
Hey. I was thinking it's got to be a heavy animal because
yeah,
they are
true.
Too heavy to get off there.
I was thinking a little animal with like,
fish
I don't know.
Fish jump. I used to have a fish that jumped.
Oh, yeah, they do jump.
That's so true as yeah. well, because hippos are all on all fours. They literally can't jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do this on every question, just like, analyze it afterwards.
Only got. Name something people do in elevators when they think no one is watching.
Okay. Dancing.
Yep. That's actually what I had down.
Mine would have been
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. I was
going to
say
my at work at home and I thought there was no one behind me because it's like buses to get into everything. I stand
that's
in the lift.
Risky.
I literally let out the biggest fart. Then the doors are closed and they just open.
No.
This guy comes in. I'm pretty sure he heard the end of it. Stands at the, you know, when it's so obvious, he stood at the other side of the lift and I could see he was just like,
oh, no.
I wanted to die. I was stood there in the corner and I thought, and I started to sweat.
Yeah.
Because I was so embarrassed. Never again.
That is so risky. And also, you're going down
I'm
other floors.
Also, like minutes from my flat. Like, I could just wait.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was the worst. It was the worst.
That's so funny. Name a sound you might hear in the jungle. Okay.
Oh, I did. Bird chirping.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have that.
You have to do the sound.
Do the sound.
Oh, I don't like
he's
birds.
He's scared of birds.
I don't even know. Like,
he's terrified.
How does a bird chirp?
I don't know.
Lost. Moving on.
Do you guys want to do one if you can hear the sound?
Okay, that
yeah, there you go. We'll take
right,
that.
You stole the point. I'm terrible.
I told you I'm competitive.
I know you are. You're going to win.
This one's super, super hard. Right, name a ready. Word that rhymes with orange.
There isn't.
There is. Where is my...
Oh, Eminem did it, didn't he, in a rap?
Yeah.
Orange. I do not know that one. I'm going to have to tap out.
Orange.
Tufo, you should know this because it's actually a name of a mountain in Wales.
Mount Moron.
No.
Moron. Moronge.
That rhymes.
Orange. Orange and Kilimanjaro.
Huh? Very close.
Ben Nevis.
I said
Ben Nevis.
Moronge.
Yeah, but what's the second letter in the alphabet?
Blorange.
Oui.
It's like
Blorange.
Blorange is a mountain.
That's what I said, Blorange.
Blorange.
Yeah.
Like blamange, like yeah. You eat it.
That doesn't sound like it rhymes though.
Orange, blamange.
That's apparently, that's what they say.
So are we getting that
point? No, I don't know if it fuck you, Ellen. I guess neither of us got that one.
Okay. Name something you wouldn't want to encounter in a dark alley.
Go. Joel. Oh.
I'm
losing a point.
Oh, I don't know.
How are you so bad at this? Anything?
I would say a clown.
Like a man with...
A clown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give
yeah,
you
that.
Clown.
Scared the life.
I'll
clown.
Give you that.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, why are you so bad? I'm not like a quick thinker. Who keeps calling me today? Everyone wants a pig today. Of
a
all
clown
days.
Would be freaky in a dark alley. I agree.
Yeah, a clown. Or you know those like, you know that masked like gimp man that's been...
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw that.
You seen that? Something yeah, that at a dark end of an alley. Yeah. You seen it when he's been banned, like literally against the law, for him to wear all black and like roll around in leaves. Like that's against the law.
Yeah. Like, I did, like, how can you even make that a law?
Are you okay? Like, also, the fact that his face was plastered over newspapers, I would never leave my house.
Oh
again.
My God, it's so embarrassing.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it is.
Last one is, what's a food that you would never put in a blender?
Anchovies.
Oh, but you would, because you make Caesar salad sauce with anchovies.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You can steal what's open to a steal.
But I haven't got an answer. No, I have. You wouldn't put a egg with the shell on.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
You would
no, you wouldn't.
That'd be weird.
Can I just say, he started that with "Don't let me down."
No, I didn't. I said, "Shut your mouth, keep your mouth shut."
And then you let me down. You
that's
held. Well,
you still won anyway. You won, Jay.
But me, I thank you very much.
Take the money.
What do I win?
The sweet corn.
Oh, damn it!
Save it. Yeah. Do you know what you win? You can have this because it's been taken off my shelf because it's branded. Do you like gin?
No.
Oh, blunt.
I know, I'm actually rubbish. Yeah.
Am
I joking?
You can re-gift it. You win a heel-shaped bottle of gin.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully no one who you're going to gift it to is watching this and you can say you bought it for them.
Thanks.
Yeah,
exactly. That's
Christmas
all right.
Present. I'm rewrapping. That's all right.
Do you know what? I'm going to keep
that is cool.
Random objects.
Yeah.
I'll just fill out a gift when I want. That's what we got the desk for, people.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Lovely to see you again. I'll be seeing you later.
Yeah, you're coming over to us tonight.
Which will be we're going to react. But yeah, no, I hope you guys aren't missing Casey too much and she'll be out soon.
It'll be nice when they're all out.
George. And then we should all have a party to celebrate.
I reckon they're going to have like a party, but I don't know if we'll be invited.
I hope they do.
You'll probably get invited. I don't know if we will.
Oh, come along. No, yeah.
We can be your plus ones.
Come on, let's do it. But yeah, no, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
We'll see you later. But on that note, thank you guys at home for watching this week. If you've liked it I need to start that again. But why? I do this every damn time. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars and we will see you next week. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if I said
bye. I don't know if we say bye.
Bye.